Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 43. I am Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And today we will be discussing the tech news or whatever we want, more or less, that was relevant to, I will say this week, but again, more or less whatever we want.
It's what
believe,
we do.
I believe the date of this day is March 15th.
That is correct.
15th of March. If you're in Minnesota, as we are, you notice
that. Or just the Midwest, maybe central
it's, time zone. It's unseasonably warm for March 15th, seeing as how we're still in winter, and it was 70 today. Did it get up to 70 today? It was a little chillier, but.
No, it got 70.
But yesterday was like 75 or something. Maybe,
no, I know yesterday hit 70 for sure.
It was a little crazy. If you're listening live, you know it's approximately 8 o'clock on Thursday evening, Central Time, which is when we always do our show, unless otherwise noted, but we haven't deviated from that very often. Yeah, you can always find us on our website, bleedgeek.com, or you can find our podcasts on iTunes, which if you already are listening to us from iTunes, you clearly already know that.
Woohoo!
So.
Should we get into it?
Yeah. Is anything else you want to say before we start? Besides the fact that it's warm?
Yeah, it's warm. It's supposed to be upper 70s this weekend.
That seems crazy.
I know. They're going to fill the pool? They normally don't do it till Memorial. How funny is that?
We should fill it.
Let's do it.
Run a hose from here?
No.
Okay. We'll just start in here then. Do you want us to start at the top, you think, or
yeah, working our just, way,
or just kicking
just,
it?
Just kicking it. It's our podcast. We do what we want.
Well,
Walmart.
So, we were just talking about Walmart. I was thinking we could talk about the other thing because we were just talking about them, but we'll start with this.
Let's do it.
Walmart announced a deal because they bought Vudu, I believe it's called, V-U-D-U. A while ago, and they're finally doing something with it, which is they are going to. We've talked a little about the ultraviolet streaming that Warner Brothers, I think, was the first to adopt, and they started. Horrible Bosses was the first movie to have it. But essentially, it's a streaming service for movies that you can purchase or have purchased, kind of like a digital copy, but instead of like a copy being actually downloaded to your computer, it's just streamed, but you own the rights to it. Which I guess it's not anything physical at all. It's kind of odd to own the rights to
watch to something it. That you have nothing.
Right. It's kind of, I didn't really thought about it like that, but that's kind of messed up. But they announced they have a deal now set with 6 of the 7, I believe it is. The only one holding out is Disney, of the major studios, to allow them for. And I don't remember they set a certain number of locations to start. Like, I think I want to say it was like 65 only will have it. On Walmart's, which is probably a pretty small percentage of.
Yeah, I know it was under 100 for sure.
For sure. But they will allow you to bring in DVDs and Blu-rays. And I wonder if they like just have to see that you have the discs. Like, why can't I take all my movies and then hand them to you and you could take them in?
That's exactly like I was reading a bunch of the comments and a person had said, you know, that what prevents me from going in there with my 1,000 movies and then giving all of those to the person behind me. And really, there's honestly no way to stop that because.
What are you going to start needing receipts too then? I mean.
Well, that's. I don't think they would go that far. But the biggest thing is, I think, like, when you buy a DVD, they're literally exact copies just printed on new ones. And what I could see happening is. DVDs just going away in general, but them putting, like, on each DVD, like some sort of checksum. So like every DVD has like its own serial number, so to speak, for its thing. And then that's how they'll monitor.
We should finish explaining, I guess, before we go further. But what they're going to do is.
It's true.
They're allowing you to take your DVDs or Blu-rays and for $2, you can have a digital copy. If it's a DVD, you get it in standard def. It's a Blu-ray in high def. And if you want to up-convert your standard def to the high-def version, it's $5 per DVD. So if you have 100 DVDs and you want them all in high-def, you're spending $500, which is pretty crazy for something you've already bought for probably $15 to $20 to start.
Right. Well, and it's funny, like, with how many DVDs that you can buy right now that come just with a free digital copy also.
Right.
But neither here nor there.
Right. And it's just, I don't know. It seems, I mean, like, it's a cool idea, but at the same time, they don't have a ton of support for it yet. Like, I know for iOS, at least, you have to watch it through the Flixster app, which is odd in itself, because I really like that app for what it was originally built for, which is movie theaters and, like, seeing what movies are coming out in the future and what have you. But, I don't know. It's just an odd thing, because, like, I wonder, like, do they just have to see that you have the DVD and then they type it in? Do they actually run it through a machine? Like, because obviously it's just, they just have one copy in the cloud that they stream to everybody. It's not like they're actually taking your copy, putting it in a thing.
They're not Google Musicing it.
They're not, you know, ripping it and then streaming it to some cloud storage for you. Like Google Music. It's more of an iTunes Match type of deal.
Yep.
Except for instead of one small yearly fee, it's a once in a life, every movie you own fee, which, I don't know, seems crazy. It's a crazy concept.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll catch on. I kind of see it failing.
Same here. I mean, the biggest thing I saw, like, I don't know how many DVDs I have sitting on our rack over there. You know, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, maybe easily. 35, 40 on each row.
Yeah.
You know, so that's...
Well, there's five rows. Five rows,
so 200 movies. That's $400 right there if I just want them in standard def.
Which, of course, you'd want them in high def.
Right.
If you had the option.
So I'm looking at it. I mean, I know less than...
$1,000.
Yeah, because I think we only have, you know, maybe 10 of those are Blu-rays.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, close to $1,000 just to convert to a digital library. Yeah. I mean, I see it as being a convenient... I mean, it's not too hard... If you are somewhat computer savvy, I mean, there's plenty of, I mean, all you have to do is search how to rip DVD or Blu-ray to my computer to get your own digital, huh?
Handbrake.
Exactly.
Which I would recommend to anyone who's looking to do that, but.
And it's like, I mean, it's the only downside is the time involved with it, you know? So, I mean, when it comes down to it, like for a Blu-ray, I mean, $2 to get a digital copy really isn't that bad, you know, because it is
people
saving.
People probably don't have a ton of blue. I mean, some people probably have a lot, but I mean, I guess Blu-rays are starting to catch on a lot more than they were a couple years ago.
Oh, totally. Well, but, I know a lot of people who have been working on just converting their existing library, you know, phasing out all their DVDs and just getting the Blu-ray version.
It's like the VHS.
I still have tons of VHS at my parents' house.
Yeah, I have some too.
Anyways.
What can you do? But I think it's an interesting concept. But like I said, I think the hard thing right now is, like, who's going to want to do it? Because there's no, like, you can't, like, they don't have an app on Roku, which I would assume they would put, or, like, try to work something out with Apple, maybe to get it on the Apple TV or Google TV. I think they might have some on Google TV, but I don't honestly know anyone that has a Google TV. Do you?
Mm-mm. But, no, Adam Burton does.
Okay, but does he use it? Or?
Yeah, because he was just showing it to me, actually. I mean, we didn't get in depth because we decided to play Xbox.
But. Right. But, I mean, I feel like there's not a ton of people that, you know, have that. Like, they don't, like, Netflix. You think of Netflix, it's freaking everywhere. Like, they need an it's not on any of the game consoles, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, look how long it took for Netflix to get onto systems, you know. And something like this that has, they're with, what, five of the six major?
Six of the seven, I think it is.
Six of the seven. I knew it was one short.
Right.
You know, so it's a, if they can get an app, you know, and start getting out onto the different devices, that's when they'll make their money, for sure.
And sure, they have the handheld market, because I know they have, like I said, iOS, and I know there's an Android app, but... At the same time, who wants to sit and watch it all the time on, especially when you're at home and it's like your entire collection? I could see putting a couple movies on there to have on the go, but not your entire collection, which is really, I mean, honestly, where they're going to make their money. So, I don't know. We'll see. And while we're talking about this video in general, I'm going to skip down to the rumor of the Apple TV. Because that is supposed to be starting production in May, shipping for the end of the year this year, which again is just speculation, but Interesting.
So by the time it comes out, Apple will actually have a real TV out.
Like an actual TV, you mean?
An actual television set. Right.
I mean, they have their Apple TV, which is...
Which is what we're talking about.
No, I mean like...
We're talking about Apple TV.
Right.
Not an Apple television.
No, they're saying there will be an Apple television starting production in May.
Oh.
To ship at the end of the year.
Okay.
So the Apple TV comes out tomorrow.
Okay.
Which is so weird because you'd think they should change the name if they're really going to do that.
Right.
But we'll see. I'm sure they have something worked out. It's the new Apple TV. But,
yeah.
Yeah. But the other Apple TV does come out.
An Apple television is going into production.
Supposedly. In May.
In 2 months.
Right.
An actual 37-inch blah, blah, blah.
Right.
40-inch.
Right.
42.
Whatever size it may be. May or may not be.
That's true.
Alex may or may not be receiving a free TV.
It's true.
So that'll be interesting. And there's the reviews started last night of both the iPad 3, the new iPad, and the Apple TV, which there's been a lot of comparison for like Blu-ray versus Apple's 1080p video now that they have, and it's still not quite that quality of a Blu-ray because there's a slight compression. I mean, when you're streaming it and whatever, but it's, well, it's pretty big, close.
How big is a Blu-ray?
Right, the file size.
Exactly.
Right.
So pushing.
But they have, they say that even though there's a few, like, I mean, obviously the deep blacks are a little off and whatnot, but it's like, they said for the most part, it's almost the same. It's like not quite there, but people don't.
The average user isn't going to.
I think beyond that, I think you only the real would they be cinephiles?
I don't know. I mean, because that's like somebody trying to tell me that they can't hear a difference between 128K and 256K music.
Well, right,
but that's just crazy.
But that'd be like if there was a slightly different conversion for 256K, like because obviously that's a huge difference.
Right,
that's like 720 to 1080. Well, this is 1080 to 1080. But it's just, yeah, neither here nor there.
True.
So, but yeah,
that's what's going on.
Whoa. yeah, but the Apple TV is supposedly gonna be out. Whether or not it happens by Christmas, I don't know. I mean, it would make sense, but at the same time, not so. And then of course, like we said, the iPad goes on sale tomorrow, and I know Walmart is having midnight release. Apple stores are opening at 8, I believe.
Yeah, get there
I think
early.
You can get them at the Apple store, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Radio Shack. I feel like there's a couple others.
I just for kicks today on my lunch, I was looking, I just thought I'd see how much a used iPad 2 is going for sale on Craigslist, and some of the search results came up was the new iPads coming out, you know, oh, I've pre-ordered this is for sale, and people are already asking $1,000 for it. It's like, that's twice the price. There's no way I can go and order it from Apple, and granted it's back ordered already it's 2 weeks right now. Mm-hmm. I can wait 2 weeks for $500.
Yeah,
for a second iPad. F you
or you can go listening. Take your luck and you know, try to get in line somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, some people obviously can't do that. They have to work or whatever, but...
I don't know.
What?
It just seems crazy that people would line up for this. Like, what...
Yeah.
You know, like, when you could have ordered it a week and a half ago, or a week ago?
A week ago? It was a week ago yesterday.
And you could get it tomorrow, shipped to you.
Yeah, Josh is getting his ship to his door tomorrow. Some people get them a day early-ish, but some people have already got them, I know.
But it's like, seriously?
So there's already unboxings on. But
we'll have a unboxing video tomorrow.
Ooh.
Stay tuned for our
check
Daily
it out.
Geek Report.
Or if you're listening later in time, check out Friday the 16th Geek Report.
Good call.
But yeah, so, but yeah, there's already been people in line for like a week at some places, right? Was it a week?
Yeah, like there was people lined up last Friday. It's like,
I saw a lot of pictures of people lined up earlier today, or was it last night? Like, it was earlier today.
Not worth it.
Well, yeah, I agree. Like, it's funny. Like,
I don't know. The only reason why I would line up for a piece of tech hardware is to make money on it. Like the PlayStation, a new Nintendo, right. Something like that. Anything else?
If I wouldn't line up by any means days in advance.
Would you line up for the new iPhone?
I'd probably I'd probably order it online.
See,
first.
That's just it.
Because
it's like you guys are idiots.
Especially like they obviously had more stock because when the iPad 2, I remember like I watched it that even though I wasn't, Josh went and got in line for me and got mine, but it was weird because they did that one at like 3. They went on sale at 5.
Yeah, that one was afternoon
in the evening. But that one overnight it went to 2 weeks. Like it took 2 days for this one. So I don't know if they were just had better supply set up this time or. They felt more confidence in their sales because I know they sold out a pre-order. I'm sure it's a lot. I'm sure it's at least 1 million. You know, like
easily 1 million.
Which is crazy to think about. Like,
right.
How many they've sold already? Like, how many people are still either upgrading and/or buying new ones? Like,
or people who don't have one who are
But it seems like, I mean, not me. I guess it does not every. It's not like. Like when the Wiis came out and you still couldn't find them for like a year. Like that just boggles my mind. Like who doesn't have one at this point?
It's true.
Who's still buying so many of them that, you know, I mean, iPads are a little different because a lot of people upgrade, especially like more so in the tech world or people that just like you showed me some comments earlier today from people that are like, I can't have anything a lot older than a year.
Yep.
Which is crazy. Like I have no desire at all. Like the screen is awesome and I would like to play with it, but other than that, like I have no issue with my iPad whatsoever.
Right.
And I've heard people in like tech in the tech industry like that still only have the first iPad that have no issue with it, like no lagginess, not, you know, like it's still fast, like, but people like even with phones, like we're starting to see like all these quad core,
yep.
You know, it's like people don't, you don't really need that yet. I mean, there's some things, I guess. But I mean, really, then they're complaining about the battery. It's like.
Yeah. Well, there's the give and take. Because if you have more horsepower behind the scenes, then you're going to be.
But it's like, really, what are people doing? I mean, I could see like some people that play a lot of games. But really, what are you doing then? You need a quad-core CPU for on your phone right now.
Because you can, Mike.
I know, but I mean, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. I saw iFixit had their teardown already of the iPad, the new iPad. It went up today. It's like 70% battery.
That's what I heard. Because I read the review on The Verge for the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they must have seen that. Because they said, you know, they had seen a breakdown of it. And they're like, they were talking about the sound quality for it. And they said it's like one of the loudest, like, loudest and clearest tablet sound that they've ever heard. And they're like, the only difference is we wish that it was stereo sound, but they said
it's still mono.
Yep. But they said, yeah, there's no way they could have fit in another speaker.
Yeah, like I'll show you after the show, but like literally, or you could look it up, like and there's three batteries. There's like the
where
main
was
battery,
it from iFixit,
yeah, and there's the two like then there's two littler ones on the sides that are like just powering the CPU and the LTE, I think. Like that's insane. Like, yeah, there's a lot of battery, so that's how they can still say they're still getting the same amount of battery even though they've upped everything. And I think it has been confirmed that there is a gig of RAM inside it. So
that'd be such an awesome job to take crap apart.
And the iFixit guys take everything apart, and I'm pretty sure they sell their tools on
yeah,
their
you
site.
Yeah, I know you can get their tool kits.
It's cool, because they had, like, they showed, like, the picture they show on the cover. It's, like, them pulling off the screen. It's, like, the suction cups of the, like, glass, like you think, like, when you see people
like
pick up glass.
Like the gangsters and bank robbers.
Right, so that amused me. But.
Yeah, I'll throw a link in chat.
And just while we're on Apple, there's a few other little Apple things. You had put their $14 billion away from being larger than the entire retail sector. Is that their market cap?
Hmm?
You had put up that there was their Apple was $14 billion away from
Reaching.
Is that their capital, the stock, like,
yep,
all the money they're worth right now.
Everything they're worth. They're $14 billion away from being worth as much as the entire United States retail sector. So, and, everything. And Walmart,
and,
Gap.
And you put that up yesterday, right? Yep. Okay, so today I know they crossed $600 a stock. Or was it 600, right? Yeah, $600. So they passed $600 today, so it's obviously gone up. They're talking, I seen somewhere that if they don't slow down, like, cause obviously with the iPads coming out, stocks are probably going to rise for a little bit still. And then if they really do, because there's rumored of a refresh in April of the MacBook Pros and the Airline. So they're saying that, like, it'll continue to rise. And then, of course, a new iPhone at the end of the year. And if the television really does come out, is it so crazy to think that they could really hit $1 trillion market cap? Like, that's just insanity, though.
So when does Apple take over the government?
They could probably bail them out now. I mean, that's what happened after, like, was it after the Great Depression? Or no, it was before that. It was, like, around the 1900s when, what's that guy's name? The big, I can't think of his name, but he just wrote a check and bailed out the government.
Oh,
not Sears. Neither here nor there, I guess. Yeah. So Apple's got a lot of money.
Yeah, the battery is humongous.
Yeah, it's like the entire size of the like.
It takes up like.
That's why they can't make it any thinner, yet.
Yet, until they
make better batteries.
But yep.
But yeah. Well, obviously they can't make it any smaller anyway, because the screen size, because it's basically just screen on the outside. Like, there's a bezel, but you know. Neither here nor there. Yahoo has been poking Google or Facebook. Poking Facebook a little.
Yeah.
And there's been quite the firestorm following the.
I didn't catch anything about it today, so which I was kind of surprised about. But yeah.
Because it's been like the hot topic for
the last couple days.
Yeah.
So Yahoo is suing Facebook, and they didn't come out and say much like what kind of grounds they had.
They basically claim everything they do. It's like, stolen.
It was
everything down to like how the comments work from freaking just everything.
It's and
the search algorithms. I'm pretty sure
it was like it's like everything Facebook does basically. Yeah, and they said it'll be interesting because there's a lot of people that think that have looked at the patents. I don't know. Have you heard anything from like IAS or anything? Have you heard any like lawyer talk yet about it?
There's just been so much that I'm just like, meh, whatever. Much to follow. Like, everyone just says that Yahoo's just effing themselves big time here.
Well, because I know for a while they were looking to do something with Facebook. Like, they were all both kind of trying to be buddy-buddy. And now that they have Yahoo is just going, brr, fear us. But I've read lots of things where there's tons of people who think that Yahoo actually has a leg to stand on in this case, and if they win, they foresee Yahoo being just a complete patent troll, you know, and scooping up money.
I just put in Yahoo and Facebook into my reader. I just searched through there, and like a ton of stuff came up. But the most recent one, it says 41 millions ago, and the title is just the one Yahoo patent that Facebook can't claim is too vague to enforce. But I saw today also there was another company that was offering Google Yahoo employees like a 65,000 signing bonus if they came and worked for them instead, like to try to get away from Yahoo. Like, yeah, it's just it happened earlier this week, but yeah, everyone's just like, this is just a horrible idea. Why are you doing this? You're crazy. I don't know. It's just insanity. I mean, as we've discussed before, we're clearly not patent lawyers here. And there's a lot behind patents that we don't necessarily know, but yeah. And they said, either way, this doesn't end well for Yahoo, because even if they lose, they look like asses, and if they win, they look like asses. I mean, like, there's patent trolls, like you said. Like,
yep. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Really.
So, whatever, I guess. We'll find out what happens with that, but it's been a pretty heated battle so far, and it hasn't even really started. Just the tech industry attacking Yahoo.
Yep.
Really. Verizon, and they're talking, they're going to cross the 200 markets for their LTE today, actually, I think. And they're going to have supposedly 400, was it by the end of this year? Did you see it at all? I think it was by next year. They're looking to have 400 markets. And I believe AT&T's current number is like 13. So that's quite the comparison.
That's crazy. That's huge.
Yeah. So, but
it's more than a one up.
But there have also been talks that just because they're the first doesn't mean necessarily the best. They had 3 outages in 3 weeks in December, and they've had a couple already this year, like, because they're still building the network. So, and it's always the LTE network that goes out, not necessarily the whole network, although sometimes that's happened too. But
yeah, when you're working on stuff, I mean, crap's bound to happen, no matter how big or small you are. I don't hold it against them. I know people rage, but it's like,
pfft. You mean for going down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crap happens. The internet goes out. You call the company and say, fix it, and they come out and fix it.
Hopefully. Or you switch companies. There was a rollout plan for HTC's smartphones to get ice cream sandwich.
Yes. Like I still
16 phones?
16
I think,
phones.
I saw earlier it was the Bliss. HTC Bliss is looking for tomorrow.
Really?
Possibly.
I also... So last week we had said that Samsung phones, specifically the S2, was supposed to be getting ice cream sandwich before the weekend.
And then they made us look like liars.
Samsung made us look like liars.
Right. Which I put note on the podcast. Did you look at that or not?
Yes. That was funny. But on, I think it was Sunday, they came out and said ice cream sandwich was rolling out
in two days again.
To, like, Hong Kong. I mean, it was quite a few different countries, but not the United States yet. So it's a matter of time before it hits here.
Yeah.
I still didn't see any specific date.
It's always, like, late quarter two. Yeah. Mid quarter three. Like, yeah, no one ever gives up definite dates, which makes sense because...
There's so much crap that's involved with it.
Yeah. Before we get into, we have a couple acquisition stories. Do you have anything else you'd like to add before we get into those? Is there anything else that happened? I feel like there was one other thing I wanted to talk about that I'm forgetting. But maybe there wasn't. Maybe I lied.
Don't lie.
Yeah. So we'll start, it was been rumored last week that CNN was going to buy Mashable for $200 million. Do you know Mashable?
Mm-hmm.
You
know? I know them, but I didn't
hear that. They're like a tech news site, basically. But they both have declined commenting so far. And I haven't, like, the rumor came out at the end of last week, but I haven't seen anything really since, like, 2 days ago. I saw that there was another source saying it, but... Other than that, I haven't seen anything recently. On Tuesday, I believe it was. Was it Tuesday? Twitter bought Posterous.
Yep.
Which is like a... It's starting out as like a... Was it a blogging site, right? Kind of.
Yep.
And then it's kind of moved to more of a mobile sharing. Like there's like... It's been become Posterous Spaces, which is a little different.
It's preposterous.
Perposterous?
No.
Oh, you mean...
Good one, right?
Yeah, because it's like, so it's a play on words, obviously, because it's post. Right. Posterous. But it's funny, because I guess there's been a number of Posterous users that have moved to WordPress now since the acquisition. They said they're not going to shut it down, but no, they haven't said what they are going to do with it. I don't know if I saw a number amount thrown out.
I didn't.
But I don't know, it's just an interesting... I really... don't know what they're going to do with it unless they want to move into another space. I mean, more than 140 characters at a time, I guess. I don't know. Because they don't think it was necessarily an acquisition to get the talent. It was they wanted the company for whatever reason.
They got plans.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll pull a Yahoo like what they did with, was it Picasa? Is it Picasa?
Google has Picasa.
What did Yahoo?
Flickr?
I can't remember who
Photo Bucket? Flickr. I think Flickr. I think Yahoo owns Flickr.
Because they just kind of pushed it to the wayside. Like, they own it, but there's been nothing with it.
There was rumor that AOL was shutting down AIM, because they laid off half the Messenger people. But they say they're not killing it, even though they just laid off everyone that works on it.
It's kind
of... And you think, who uses AIM?
Right. It's kind of sad still.
Right, because it's like... You know,
just because it's been such an iconic messenger for so long.
Well, since the web. Since
the beginning. Between AIM...
Was it even before Web 2.0, really? Like,
no, I don't... I think it was around Web 2.0.
Yeah, it's like at the launch of...
Because I think, like, between... It was IRC and ICQ. Like, I mean, IRC was obviously first, but then ICQ is built off of... the same platform as what IRCs are.
Yeah. Right, that's correct, yes.
So, it'd be like ICQ going under.
Right.
You know, it's like, did you ever have that?
Uh-uh.
ICQ? It's like...
The only thing I really ever used was Messenger, and then I actually used AIM later, and Yahoo a little. I used Messenger mostly, though. But regardless, they are supposedly not killing it, so. Oh, PayPal announced today. What was that?
If anybody's familiar with ICQ, I mean, they will definitely recognize this sound.
if you can hear it. I mean, I can hear it, so I would think they can.
Yeah, I could do it one more time. One more time. Come
on. Yeah.
It's like... I mean, that's like their sound for no. It's like,
right.
Man, I had that sound going off so many times, getting a message. Uh oh! It's like, yes.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
So supposedly AIM's staying around. PayPal launched their card service thing today. Did you see that at all?
No.
It's funny because it's a triangle. So. Like, I don't know if that's intentional, like, going against square. Like, they're not calling it triangle, that's just the shape it is. But it fits on the top, and then it, like, slides like this, like, if you can see what I just did, I guess. But it makes your phone look like a little house. Like, there's a little roof on top, because it's a triangle, like, that sort of shape. And somehow they take checks with
it. Yeah, right. It makes sense, though, because all you need with a check, like, when you run it through the check scanner...
Is it the barcode on it? There's, like, a little... No,
it reads the numbers? Routing code and your...
Bank
account number. So...
That makes sense.
And that's why it's in, the blocky letter format that it's in, also. It's, like, a universal...
Reader.
...font for those numbers down there. But... That's cool, though.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to like look up some stats on it, I guess. Like,
I want to know what they're charging to use it and like whatnot. Because Square is a small; it's like 2.3 or 3.2%.
Because I know like PayPal, just using PayPal, I believe it's 3%. But I mean, the one plus they have is they have a humongous customer market, and. I mean, PayPal's already one of those trusted names.
Right.
So, they've got some advantages going for them. Go PayPal.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It just was announced today, so I need to look at it a bit more, but it looked interesting. It was, like, blue. Like, it lit up on the edges, I think. I don't know. And it was, like I said, a triangle. And in an interesting bit of news, what?
Todd said, favorite headline on the PayPal thing. PayPal here mobile card reader. It's like Square, but with way more frozen accounts. It's funny, because there's tons of frozen PayPal accounts.
So yeah, that's what they're calling it, right? PayPal here?
Yep.
Yeah, clever name. Pay your pal here. Yeah. Anyway, so I guess this is really our last bit of news. But so yesterday, an odd announcement happened. If you're familiar with our show, we've talked about Kevin Rose before, but
we haven't talked about him in a long time.
That's true, actually. But his company, Milk, put out this app called Oink, and yesterday it was announced that they were shutting it down. They said then that they were going to, the Milk was, you know, this is our first app, we tried it out, it was a test, we're going to move on to our next app.
And they always, when they started up Milk, when Kevin had said that their goal is...
If it doesn't catch on right away, we're going to shut it down.
Is it high yield, like...
Incubator.
Is that what I'm looking for?
An incubator.
Like lots of apps, but a low success rate. Like right. they don't want to focus on apps that aren't, yeah, like you said, that aren't going to take off. They want to try finding that 1 in 100 app that'll everybody will love.
I used it a little when it first came out, and then I kind of was like, well, that's cool, but it's hard with things like that. Like I try out a lot of apps.
Mm-hmm.
Which you may know, if you listen regularly, you probably know that. But the reason it's harder for me is because Minnesota isn't necessarily a hotbed in the tech world. Like in San Francisco, there's a ton of stuff that's always like closed beta, or even when it's open beta, but it's in San Francisco or New York. And there's a few other big cities that often get stuff, but it's a lot harder around here for location-based stuff. And so Oink was kind of, it was cool. There was other people, so you could see other people rating things around here, but...
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, but so they said yesterday that they were shutting down. The app was developed really well. Like it was a nice app, I'll say pretty, like, I don't know, like fluid, a good UI, like designed well.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know.
But they closed it down and said, if you want all your data, you know, you have till the 31st, you can put your email, your username and password in here and get it back. It's basically what it said. So that was interesting. So everyone just expected, they're moving on to their next app. Today, All Things D was the first report to have it saying that Kevin Rose was going to work at Google. And as the day progressed, a few more little details came out saying that essentially the entire team had been acquired for between 15 and 30 million was the last any supposed number. And like as if, and it said they're starting at Google on Monday. Which is interesting. They had raised $1.7 million, which is funny because they had done the initial round for $1.5 million, and they had done a second round that was $200,000 from Google Ventures. I thought that was funny.
Awesome.
So obviously the people that invested are already getting a return because, I mean, the app's only been out like 3 or 4 months. But the incubator's been around for almost a year now, I'd say.
Yep.
No, it was after we start. Well, around the time.
No, it'd be right around the same.
So they haven't quite been around a year, but it's interesting that if that's true, that they're going to Google.
It's rumored that they'll be in the Google Plus side right. of things, which, I mean, me and you were talking this afternoon, and it bums me out because Kevin had, I mean, the fact that he has this knack for apps and they've been developing, I mean, solely on the iOS side of things. I would have loved to see them go to the app side, the Android side of things, you know, to maybe give them some insight on how to clean up the fragmentation type image right. that Android has. So, but I mean, I also see the Google Plus side of things being good too, because I mean, me and you have talked before. I mean, I don't hardly post anything anymore on Facebook. All of my posts, and granted, 1% of the people I know on Facebook will see any of my stuff anymore, like right. since I'm only on Google Plus, basically. But still, it's like it's such a better, less clustered.
I think
media site. So.
I was thinking about it a lot after we had talked too. Like I could see a number of things happening with this. So let's say it's just hypothetically it's true. The whole Milk team is going to work at Google, which I don't see at this point. There's a few different sources coming out saying this. Like I don't see why it went. I think they would say that they were going to Android if they were. So let's just say they are going to work with Google Plus. I could see, like a lot of what they did with Oink, like, was pretty smart, and like the way they use their algorithms to test things against each other. I could see them possibly working on a project to combine Google Maps with Google Plus as a sort of maybe make location. What do they call it? Latitude. Is that what the check in?
Yep.
Like maybe make that better within Google Plus, like or maybe even rate, like continuing on with something similar to Oink, like rating things, creating some sort of location based social. I mean, because he had a lot of like he every interview he gave, he always had a further out synopsis of what Oink was going to become than what it was right now. And a lot of that stuff I see along that Google would want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the rumor, though, it was said that Facebook had been bidding against Google to buy the team.
Yep.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
That would have been, yeah.
Well, either way, I mean.
Either way, it would have been a crazy move.
I feel,
move.
Though, like, it's funny because if you listen to any of his interviews recently, he's always like, oh, it's cool to get back to the ground into the startup phase. Like, working in a small company and out of a big company is so nice. And then where does he go? Either one of the two that he would have went to. The only other two that he could have went to that would have been nearly the same would have been Apple or Amazon, right? Yep. Like, in size, like, in the tech industry.
Right.
So I think that's funny in and of itself. But I wonder, like, will he keep angel investing? Like, I feel like there's a lot of conflict of interest there now.
Yeah.
Because Google has its hand in everything. And I don't necessarily mean that in a bad way, but...
No, yeah. He's a smart guy, and
I'm sure everything's worked out, and he's got his bases covered. Plus, I know lately he's been less angel investing anyway, and he said he's doing more, what are they called, ventures? Like putting money into a company, like a group of people that goes and invests instead of him finding companies himself.
Yep.
A venture fund, is that what it's called?
I don't know what the technical
term is. An angel fund, whatever. You know, like a group, basically, that goes and does the investing so he doesn't necessarily have to meet with every group himself.
Right.
Which frees him up a little more. It's also funny to me that he was selling out all of his stocks at the end of, if you paid attention at the end of Dignation, I was thinking about it earlier, like how he talked about, like he was trying to sell all of his stocks. And I wonder if, I mean, cause obviously this had to have been going on for a while.
It's been in the works. And, yeah.
So there's just a lot of weird little things that, and I remember him at the end being like, I really like what Google's doing, and I think I might buy Google stock, which is also funny now to think about. But, I don't know. Just in general, I think there's potential there. I'm sure there'll be some announcements soon. There was someone, I think it was on Pando Daily, that she said she has an interview set up with him next week, already had, so
yep,
there'd be no way he can avoid it at that point.
Right.
But I'm sure by Monday, or even maybe today or tomorrow,
I guarantee by the end of the weekend, there'll be
some post saying
something out.
But whether it be details from Google or from Kevin.
I foresee something just himself. Because he's always been, you know, he's always posted, you know, random videos, just giving his 2 cents on random things. So I could see him just posting a video quick on YouTube.
I hope he keeps Foundation going.
Same here.
Which there hasn't been one. Oh, and I saw they were filming one recently. I can't remember who they did it with, but I saw it on Instagram when they were filming.
And I want them to do another random show too.
And then,
what else? And Dignation. Maybe they can do Google Nation.
What was I going to say? Damn it.
Something about Foundation.
No. Oh, well. Oh, Jeff Hudson, his co-founder, the designer, is weird because like a week or two ago, he updated his personal website to make it show more what he was actually doing. I thought that was interesting because now it kind of makes me wonder if it had something to do with this, like either he's leaving or not going with them, maybe like back to doing his own thing again. And then the other thing I was going to say is I thought it was funny that Kevin had, when Google Plus launched, he made his website point to his Google Plus account. So I don't know. It's funny. Little things.
It's the small things.
It's true.
All the small things.
Also true.
Truth care. Truth.
But, yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about Kevin Rose?
Mm-mm.
Or any other news?
Yeah, I'd read an article. Remember how we were saying the iPad battery is humongous? Mm-hmm. It's 75% larger than the iPad 2 battery. I saw
a big picture of them too, like a little one and then this one, yeah.
I think I... Oh, nope, this is it. Is that the picture you saw?
Yep. Well, yeah. It was probably that one. Yep.
That's funny. So...
But yeah, I think that pretty much wraps us up for this week. Again, we have started our sister site, our child site, Bleed Geek Movies.
Another site.
BleedGeek.com/movies, which you should go check out. And if you are listening live and perhaps thinking about going to see 21 Jump Street, which comes out Friday, we got to see it ahead of time. And so we'll have a review up by the end of tonight. So if you want to see if you think you should maybe go see it, or maybe you want to see something else and you want to find out, you can always check out the review of that on bleedgeek.com/movies.
It's true.
Yeah. And, of course, you can always follow us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/bleedgeek.
Go like us if you haven't.
Yeah, we appreciate them.
Twitter.
Twitter.com/bleedgeek.
Phone number, is that what you're going to say?
Yep.
We weren't there yet.
Nope.
I was going to regress a little anyway.
Slow it down.
We are doing our 1 year live, not like this live, but like in a place where you can come and hang out live at Cafe Zia in Roseville. We will be sending a newsletter out soon about that.
Yep. May 19th, 4 p.m.
Yep. So yeah. Pay attention for that, and possibly shirt sales soon.
Yes.
Hopefully. Well, for sure, but we just need to figure out the pricing.
Yep.
So we can let you know.
Shirts and decals.
And decals, yes.
So clear your schedule. Come hang out with us on the 19th of May. So 2 months.
2 months.
And 4 days.
And 4 days. But yeah, if you want to get in touch with us otherwise, you can always send us an email at...
I don't remember what it is. That's a lie. fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or if you don't like typing, you can always call us.
406-79-GEEKS.
Which is?
406-795-3378.
Which is actually 406-794-3357. But yeah, I think that,
follow us individually.
Yeah. I am at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall.
Ooh,
that's right.
Change has come.
Yeah. We talked about that already.
I know.
Old news.
Right. We can always check out our website, bleedgeek.com, and find us on iTunes. If you don't want to find us there, leave us a good review on iTunes if you want, even. Who knows?
Yeah, and really, I mean, the best way to keep up with us is following us on Facebook, because
if you check
all of our stuff posts to there, like when you post a new article to Bleed Geek or to the movies, it's there.
Yep, and we'll have an unboxing of the new iPad tomorrow, March 16th, so check out the Geek Report for March 16th, depending on when you listen to this. It's tomorrow, if you're not listening live, it won't be tomorrow, because it just won't be up till tomorrow, and then it'll be today.
So listen to it today if you're not listening live.
Yeah, or yesterday, maybe.
Listen Weird, to huh? Friday. Check out Friday.
Friday, March 16th.
March 16th episode.
So yeah, before we get into any philosophical queries about how time works, we should probably just go.
It's kind of like the film Riot when Ryan Conley's like, yeah, come hang out with me. But we're not really hanging out. But we are. But we're not really. But we are.
So anyway.
But not really.
Thank you for listening, and have a good night.
But we are.